Sorry. This was meant to be. Okay, I'll do it with one eye. So, our reading this morning is from Genesis 2, verses 1 to 3, and it's on page 4. And I can see two versions. I'm in the wrong job. Okay. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. This is the word of the Lord.
We're going to do some exercise. There's going to be some music on in just a second. And all you need to do is copy me, okay? Just some exercise to get us active, to work. Are you ready? Great. Nice and loud. Okay, ready? Ready. Okay, let's... Right. Okay, this is a difficult one. Let's jump. Oh, I'm getting tired. Oh, I'm getting tired. That's brilliant. Thank you very, very much indeed. Oh, I need a rest. I don't know about you. Let's have a seat. And you can have a seat as well. And I've got some worksheets. Tim's going to give those out. And some pens for any young people. Oh, I really do need a rest. New Year's resolution. Perhaps I need to have one. Well, while they're doing that, just a question for us all. Just hands up. If at some point in this last week you thought, oh, I really need a rest, I'm feeling tired. Yeah, lots of people. Not everybody. Peter Ward is full of energy, hands down. What if you thought this week, I'm really looking forward to my next holiday? Hands up. Okay, great, hands down. Or here's another question. What if you looked out at the world and just thought, I wish there was peace and harmony in our world a bit more? Okay, hands down. Fantastic. Well, there isn't much peace and harmony at the moment, is there? Let me just share a few things. So here's just a typical newspaper. And the headlines today include a story, the US government shut down in chaos. And there's lots of other things going on in our world. And sometimes you look at the news, don't you, think it's the bad news. There's just chaos in our world. Well, here I've got some school exercise and workbooks. Work. We've got work to do, and work is a good thing. But sometimes we just think, oh, it's too much. Jago needs to do more work, do you think? Yeah, that's well said. And sometimes, here's a picture. This is called The Scream. It's a bit of a funny picture, isn't it? Sometimes, maybe you just think, oh, I've had enough. I'm such a mess. There's no peace within. There's The Scream. Sometimes we might feel like that. Well, the question is, what is God doing about these things, or what has he done about these things? Well, we're going to learn a couple of things about God and his promise of rest, which is a wonderful promise. Let's see the first thing that we get from our reading, and I do hope this old thing, there we go. This is what we've learned from our reading. God worked so that creation could enjoy his rest. And on your sheets, boys and girls, there are some blanks you can fill in. God worked so creation could enjoy his rest. Now, for those of you who haven't been here, or those of you who have been here, we've got a short video just to remind us of what we've learned so far in Genesis. So hopefully Stephen will bring it up and come on the screen. What did God do on the seventh day? Yes, Katka. He rested. Brilliant. What else did God do on the seventh day? Mariana. I couldn't quite hear. He made it holy. He's made it special. Holy means to be different, to be separate. It's different from the other 6 days. It's a special day of rest. And one other thing that God did on that day, is there any other hands would like to help? Fee. He blessed it. He said it was good. And he said, it's going to flourish. Everything is going to be wonderful. He rested, he blessed the seventh day, and he made it holy. And so, just our first big thing again, God worked so creation could enjoy his rest. Can I have the next slide, Stephen, please? God worked so creation could enjoy his rest. But here's the question we need to think about for a moment. What was God's rest like? Was it inactivity? Next slide. I don't think so. Actually, it is a rest of harmony. The vast array all working together as it should. So here's some examples of harmony. Number one, there's a sports car engine. It is thousands and thousands of little bits working together in harmony. I can see Jonathan R. looking really excited. There's Barcelona Football Club, renowned for players working together in harmony as they pass the ball around brilliantly. I don't know what's going on at the back there. I hope you're all right. And aha, there we go. An orchestra should hopefully appear. An orchestra. Lots and lots of different musical instruments all working together in wonderful harmony. Now, I thought we should have our own little bit of harmony. I've got some whistles. We're going to have a little whistle orchestra. And I've already asked some people, who are the people that would like to come and join me? We've got a little bit of space here. Come and join me. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then Miles and Matthew, our Ignite boys. If you can come and stand on the stage here, that'd be fantastic. In a row. Okay. So you're number one. Jeremy. Now this is where we get it. Georgina's number two, number three, number four. Thank you. Number five, number six, number seven. And I need one more person who's willing to be number eight. Where's is going to be number eight? Fantastic. Okay, let us show what can be done with a brilliant conductor. Okay. So I will point at you to play. Okay, let's do it. Let's do a scale first, just to go. So go. Fantastic, fantastic. Okay, let's play a tune. Let's play a tune. Brilliant. Okay, so we're going to play Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Okay, so. Fantastic, fantastic. And finally, 1, 3, and 5. Will you just play together a finishing chord? Oh, well, there we go. That was a great job. Now, don't go yet, because I'm going to need you in just a moment. Let me remind where we are. So, we're learning that God worked so creation could enjoy his rest, and it was very good. Everything was in wonderful harmony, just like this. But is the world like this today? Well, the sad reality that we'll learn in a couple of chapters' time in Genesis is that people rebelled. And it was a bit like the orchestra said, we don't want that conductor anymore. We can do it all very happily without the conductor. And so, over to you. I'm not going to help you. You can play. No, I think you should just play whatever you like. So not too good, little star. Just have a go. Come on, let's have a go. Let's just... Okay, stop. That's enough. Well, there we go. Disharmony reigns without the conductor. Thank you all very, very much indeed. Why don't you put your whistle on the table and go and sit down. Thank you. But although there's so much disharmony in our world, God loves the world and he wants us to come back to harmony, to come back to rest. And the first thing that God did in his big plan was to save some people from the world, the people of Israel, and he brought them into the promised land and he gave them rest in the promised land. And he gave them one day in seven to enjoy a rest from their work, the Sabbath day, one in seven. But that was not God's final plan. Can I have the next slide and the next one? Okay. The people of Israel were a little bit like a model of God's plan. So here's a model toy of my Lamborghini. It's my favorite toy when I was a child. But it's just a model. God promised the real thing. Let's have the next slide. There's the real thing. And all models, all toys break one day, just as happened to the people of Israel. And like that, we need God's permanent, real solution. And for that, God sent Jesus. Next slide. So God worked so creation could enjoy his rest. And then God sent Jesus. And we're going to learn that Jesus worked so we too can enjoy his rest. Since day seven, God has been at rest. There was no morning, there was no evening. God has been at rest. But the problem is we are not. We're not in harmony with him and with each other. And the question is, how can we get back to that? Well, Jesus came so that we can have rest. And I'm going to share just some sayings of Jesus that remind us of how he's come to do this. Here's the first one. Jesus said this. He said, "I am the Lord of the Sabbath." The day of rest. Jesus is in charge of it. In fact, Jesus goes on to say it's all about him. It all points to him. And then Jesus said these wonderful words, "Come to me and I will give you rest." Come to me, Jesus said. He was saying to people who were trying to be good enough for God. They were religious. And he says, no, don't work. Come to me and I will give you rest. And here's the final wonderful thing Jesus said. Because Jesus died on the cross for us. And as he died on the cross, he shouted out these words, "It is finished." Jesus came to do an amazing work for us, bearing our sin, dying on the cross for us. And because he said, "It is finished," he can say, "Come to me, and I will give you rest." Now, in the world, we are used to having to work hard in order to earn rest. That's right, isn't it? You work hard in order to earn rest. And at school, you do your homework. You behave. You have to behave well, don't you? You have to try hard. And if you do that, you'll get a reward and you can enjoy some rest. But it's so different with Jesus, because Jesus did the work for us so that we can enjoy God's rest. Jesus worked the perfect life. He behaved perfectly throughout. And then he was punished. He was excluded on the cross for us so that he can say, "Come to me and I will give you rest." All we have to do is come to Jesus and trust in him. And he enables us to be at peace with God again, at rest now in our hearts, and to know that forever in the new heaven and the new earth that is to come. And if anyone is here this morning who hasn't yet come to Jesus in your heart, well, Jesus is saying to you today, "Come to me and I will give you rest." A wonderful, wonderful promise that lasts forever, eternal life. But just a thought before we finish, what difference does it make having this rest that Jesus gives? What difference does it make? Well, what about when it comes to our world and we think about all that's going on? Well, here's just something to say. If we know we're at rest with God, we have peace with him. It means we should not fret and worry about all these bad things in the world. God has a plan to sort it all out. And if we're at rest with him, we don't have to fret. We don't have to spend all the hours reading the news and worrying about what is going to happen. God has got things sorted. And as his people, we can show that harmony in the way we live that points to a world that needs that rest. What about work? What about our work, our schoolwork, our homework? Well, work is good, as we're going to learn in Genesis, and we should work hard. God is a worker. We should work hard as well. But also, work is not the only thing. We're not just made for that. We are actually made for rest. And so the people of Israel rested one day in seven. We're not under that law today, but it is still a very good thing to make sure that we have proper rest. Proper time with our family, proper time with the Lord. And one day in seven, well, it's there in creation, is a very good thing. Let me challenge you, if you're at rest with God, to make sure you have time to rest. And what about this final one? When we feel like this, well, if we know we're at rest with God, it's not going to take all of our problems and pains away immediately, but it is the most important thing that can help. I heard a psychiatrist say once, I could get half of my patients released if they had peace with God and knew his forgiveness. So being at rest with God is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Let me finish with this verse again. Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, children, and for all your help. Back to Tim.
We're going to stand and sing and shout with praise and joy to this God who gives us rest as we clap our hands and shout for joy. The musicians will lead us.